Good morning, afternoon, and evening.
Hey, welcome.
Hey, Sheldon.
How are you, Scott?
Good. Welcome to Of Course Radio, Miracle-Minded Radio, everything of A Course in Miracles.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's what we're calling it. I forgot.
I know. Sometimes it's good to remind you, right?
Oh, yeah. Of Course Radio.
Of course.
Radio. Yes. It's cool.
So today we're going to be talking about really the meat of the course and how to apply what I would call true forgiveness, which is what the course is all about, is applying, you know, more of the true cut through everything forgiveness method. And Sheldon and I strive to do that in our daily lives, especially at work. In fact, we were talking before that, and I think, Sheldon, you're going to have a really cool story to share with everybody. I really liked it. It was awesome.
Cool. We're always trying to, it's, you know, just like any teaching, it's not about knowing it intellectually. It's about, you know, what you do with it in your life and how that can create transformation for you, right?
Yeah, it's applying it and not preaching it.
So we like to preach.
So those shows, hopefully not as preachy, but at least it's about, hey, this is how we're applying it and some of the results we're seeing. And
you would like to shove it down your throat.
Yeah, right. And then hopefully at some point, maybe we'll get to have some dialogue with other folks that might be either interested in A Course in Miracles or using this in their daily life. And of course, on this show, if you're listening, there's always an opportunity to call in at 888-627-6008.
Awesome.
I'd love to hear from you.
That would be really cool.
Sheldon would love it.
I'd freak out. I'd be like, wow.
Well, hey, instead of freaking out, how about we each start off by reading a quote from the course?
Sounds good. So, am I going first?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Mine is chapter 17 in the text. If you're doing the Foundation for Inner Peace version, chapter 17, it's page 351, Forgiveness and the Holy Relationship. It's the very, very intro first paragraph, beginning the it's called Bringing the Fantasy to Truth. So it's the first paragraph, basically. I'll read a couple sentences. It says, "The betrayal of the Son of God lies only in illusions, and all his quote-unquote sins are but his own imagining. His reality is forever sinless. He need not be forgiven, but awakened. In his dreams, he has betrayed himself, his brothers, and his God. Yet what is done in dreams has not been really done." And I think that's good enough.
Hmm. Very beautiful. And the one I chose is more of, I would call, a forgiveness thought system, because it's something that you can say to yourself, especially if you're feeling fear or just not feeling good about what's going on around you or with other people. And it's from the workbook section, and it's lesson 103 in chapter 4. And it is, God, being love, is also happiness. And it is happiness I seek today. I cannot fail because I seek the truth.
Cool.
Yeah. All kinds of great reminders of forgiveness thought systems, which really are just to pop you out of the belief that you're in a body and you got this ego going crazy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. All right. So we kind of have this rhythm going on the show, I think, where we just do a quote and then we go right into doing basically a guided meditation. And I believe this week I will lead one.
Woohoo!
And so, Sheldon, you get a chance to just chill out and relax and then let us know how it feels.
Some people call it nap time.
Nap time, yep. Or at least a way to just finally relax a little bit in your life. And of course, if you're driving or doing work, I wouldn't encourage you to do the meditation with us, but to do it later.
I prefer to call it deep and profound transformational healing release meditation.
Or nap time.
Or nap time. Something like that. Or at least a way to just relax and feel really good and bring a little bit of awareness and more love into your life and other people's lives. So let's just go ahead and get started. So if you're not already in a comfortable position, just go ahead and get situated so you're feeling comfortable. It could be sitting upright, could be laying down or reclining. And then just go ahead and take a nice deep breath in and slowly let it out. Just enjoy the way that feels and allow your body to relax as you do that. Go ahead and breathe in deeply and let it out one last time. Just let out any tensions or any fears or anxieties you might be holding on to. And now that you're in a relaxed state, just imagine, if you will, this enormous set of hands just sort of holding and supporting you. These hands are just brilliant, glowing white light extensions of spirit emanating from source, from God. And just allow yourself to relax into that even more, just held securely and safely. And in this nice, held, relaxed state, just focus now on your heart center. This is your connection to the spirit side, the side that is holding and protecting you and feeding you information through your heart. Also notice that this is flowing in through the top of your head as well. And allow this connection to form between the two. And also to flow now down completely through your body, out your legs, out your hands and arms, and flowing down and out, completely connected to source. So that now you're enveloped and engulfed and fully in tune. And in this relaxed and connected space, just search through your mind, even search through your body, your heart center as well. If there are any events in your life that might be disrupting peace, or any people in your life that might be disrupting peace, or that you notice you still might have more, I guess, negative feelings towards or anxiety towards. And just sort of watch those people or situations. Just notice how it makes you feel or what goes through your thoughts. And now in this connected state that you're in, you're surrounded and connected in white light. Allow this to now come from your heart center and now completely envelope the situations or people, and completely engulfing them in love and in light. Just sending that out towards those situations or people, and now allowing it to come back to you. Allow all this love and connectedness to return and to just fill you completely. And don't worry if any of these situations or people do not seem to have transformed, because now what you will do is imagine that these people or the situation is now transporting to the gates of source, to the gates of God. Well, you will turn these over to source, to God, and allow them to transform. There's nothing that you need to do except release it. And know that it's perfectly healed and whole and loving. And then just return your attention back to your heart center one last time. Just fill that space with more love and light as you need to. Just knowing that you're perfectly whole and healed and loved and safe. And now return your attention back to your own body. Just bring your awareness back in, and you can start moving your fingers and arms around and just becoming more aware of yourself, but knowing that the beautiful large hands of light are still holding you and will always hold you and are always there, guiding you through your own day, your own life. And now just fully coming back, and if you haven't opened your eyes, just go ahead and do that.
Wow. Nice. Awesome.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, that felt great.
Good.
Cool.
Yeah, it was interesting. I was trying to do it for myself as well, but sometimes it's harder to lead a meditation and also do it for yourself too.
And that was a good meditation on forgiveness, huh?
Yeah, I know I need to do a little work on that after this. I think I was telling you, Sheldon, I was doing a lot of my day job work, unfortunately, pretty much almost right before we started talking. So I still have some stuff I want to put out there, more love to put out there based on what's going on.
So how, you know, I guess we were talking about the practice of it, you know, that is sort of the heart of what the whole practice of the Course in Miracles is talks about, right? Forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of interesting talking to Jacqueline about, hey, well, how do you define it? What do you think? Because we were right before this, we came on and she was like, it's creating an opening. And I really like that. It's super simple, but it's like right on, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's really cool to hear, because I think forgiveness, especially I think that most of the world, when they hear that word forgiveness, then it's all about either, you know, the projected outward form of it is, oh, you did something wrong to me or to somebody, and I forgive you. I'm going to be the bigger person and forgive you. Or it's, I feel bad, I did something wrong, and I guess I have to forgive myself, or I forgive myself for doing something wrong. But that's completely different than what the Course says forgiveness is. And I like because I think there's ways to simplify it and ways to really complicate it.
Sure. And, you know, the ultimate thing is when you do that, you have created an opening, right?
Yep. That's why, I think we'll probably keep mentioning things like the Gary Renard books, because I was reflecting on how through the books, the three books that Gary's published, even the forgiveness formulas that the Ascended Masters in his books present, it went from like several steps of forgiveness. Now it's like pretty quick, because it is. It's just an opening. It's creating that miracle. It's creating that space for love, which I can't wait to have you share your story, because I think, you know, in the disappearance of the universe, the forgiveness thought system was like, oh, realizing, oh, I created this universe. I want peace here, and now I need to turn it over to Holy Spirit. Whereas as you get through it, it's just kind of recognizing everything spirit, and then now it's just more of just send love out. It's just that simple.
It's a process of always going in and releasing, like the Course says, releasing all your obstacles and your barriers to your loving self, to your loving
exactly.
heart.
Exactly. Yep.
Right? So when you have a fear or a guilt or an anger from a past, something that happened and how you were raised or whatever, and it creates all these layers, yep. right? And as you release all of those, then you connect to that.
Yep.
And when you connect to that, you just want to share it.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's being vigilant, because I think throughout the day, there's just hundreds to thousands of moments, I think, where we're all internally either potentially judging people, judging a situation, being angry at someone or something, having fear about someone or something. And there's all of that comes up, and all it is a sign of our unconscious guilt or fear that just keeps coming up. And it's just always an opportunity to choose the right side of your mind, the capital R right side of love and peace.
Right.
And that's all the Course is trying to get you to do, is just remember to do that all the time.
Right. Shifting perception, right?
Yep.
It's shifting where you're looking from.
Yep.
And then when you recognize that everybody else is in the same thing.
Yep. Yeah, it's like, and again, the course is just filled with all these different forgiveness thought systems. Like the one, the stuff I sent you, Sheldon, I mean, it was 25 pages in a Word document of different ways to kind of remind your mind, basically, that there's another way to think or another way to be. Like, I'm just going to read one out here. Like, if you're upset with somebody, instead of just focusing on what they did wrong or how they betrayed you or how maybe you betrayed them, it's like, choose a course forgiveness thought system and say, and this is workbook lesson 105. My brother, peace and joy I offer you, that I may have God's peace and joy is mine. I think that would be a whole lot better way to think than darn person.
And I used to call these things as pattern interrupts in your brain, right? So you have a triggered reaction, mm-hmm. the way your mind reacts in judgment. Like somebody says something and you're like, whatever that reaction that you have that is judgmental and attacking, yep. Or defensive, that how do you interrupt that pattern in something like that?
Exactly.
You can use as a way, and there's hundreds of them in the teaching, right?
That's, yep.
You'll get called to one or two or three or whatever, that you use, right? Something comes up and you feel triggered, and you can use that as a way of interrupting that train track of thought, that railroad track, that locomotive that's steaming down a track of judgment and attack. And so it helps you to not get on the train, or if you get on that train, to get off it quicker, mm-hmm. so that you're releasing and letting go. And then and when you do that, you know, you're opening up that space for love and light to come in.
Yep, exactly. And I like, there's some stuff in the course that's complicated and other things that are just so simple, and it just totally puts you in a different space. Like one that I like to use a lot is the workbook lesson 109. It's simply, I rest in God.
Yeah.
And I use that a lot because I work around pretty chaotic work environment, and sometimes I'll get caught up in it. And if I remember something like that, I rest in God, then I just relax.
It shifts, right?
Yeah. And then I can help other people relax. And so then it's not so big of a deal, you know?
You can feel your whole energy shift. You can feel, yep. your whole field will start to shift and something like that. Or I could choose peace instead of this.
Yeah. That's a big one. Yeah.
That's,
I love
another
that
one, right? Same idea, right? But I could choose peace instead of this. Your mind's racing. You said, hey, I can choose peace instead of this. Brings that responsibility also. And that's why I think it's hard for a lot of people when you start doing the course, because the course is saying that, you know, you are responsible for your state of mind. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have responsibility, not for what's happening seemingly to you, but for your response and your reaction to it.
Mm-hmm.
And these kinds of pattern interrupts help you to notice, you know, so it's always that level of awareness is the first key step, right? And then shifting, like, how you respond and these things. One of the other things that I like, it's really simple, is when you start to recognize that everybody's either responding from fear or love.
Mm-hmm.
That everything is either an expression of love or a response from fear. So the attack is a fear that's coming out for that person, or their defensiveness, or whatever it is an expression of this fear. It comes down to fear. And when you start to really connect to how you respond from fear, when you're looking at yourself and you recognize that, wow, they're doing the same thing I do, and I do that too sometimes in different situations, then the compassion arises naturally, as Buddha would say, that, you know, compassion arising naturally, like, wow, we're all the same, you know. Mm-hmm. That person is responding, you know, they have different fear triggers that I do, but that's all they're in right now is fear. And you know, the course says if somebody's responding from fear, if somebody's responding from love, it's easy. You respond back with love, right?
Mm-hmm.
If they're expressing love to you, then you receive it and you can share it back. And that's a beautiful and easy thing to do. But if somebody's responding from fear, what's the appropriate thing when you realize that that child of, you know, is in fear? If, yep. you look at it like a child, is you hug the child, right? You know, oh, it's okay, mm-hmm. right? You comfort the child, you nurture it. And when you start to look at everything that's happening to you from that perspective, then you're shifting how you respond, and all of a sudden you're shifting and you're responding to fear with love. And so ultimately, when you look at that, the only response that's ever appropriate is love.
Yep. Bottom line, yeah, it's very simple.
It's very easy for you.
Yeah.
You can respond with love. That's it. So they're fair and love, that, it's easy. If they're not, it's still easy.
Yeah, and to me, that's the ultimate true forgiveness, right? It's like no matter what, the response is always love. You know, and I know that's what ultimately I think we're all striving for, whether we realize it or not. That's ultimately our natural state as well, because we are a part of God or source, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
And that's what God is. God's love, God's joy, happiness. And at some point, that's how we will see everything and respond in the same.
Exactly. And that's why the source of true happiness for you. It's true peace. The peace that is, you know, beyond all understanding is that.
Exactly. Yeah, that's why I think the situation or story that you told me about what happened at your workplace, I think is perfect, a perfect example of how forgiveness can be very simple and also help heal, you know, people around you as well. So do you want to share?
Sure.
What happened? Yeah.
So I work in an auto body repair shop, and, you know, we're fixing people's cars. Had a customer. He owned a pretty nice Mercedes Benz, and my estimator advisor who was handling this customer basically told me that he was a total asshole and a jerk and blah blah blah. He had a bunch of strong words to describe the character of this particular person. And so he's like, basically, you know, we have to have this car perfect, and this guy's not going to be cool. And so there was a lot of fear being generated in that. And then, of course, a bunch of stuff went wrong with the repair as well. And it was a very simple repair, but a bunch of stuff went wrong. So that generated even more fear in everybody around. The whole crew's all stressed out. The guys, you know, we're pushing to get the car. So we're pushing, we're having to redo a bunch of stuff. Everything's going wrong. And we got a guy who's a total jerk and unforgiving, apparently. So the day of, we told him the car to be ready by 9. He shows up at 8:30. Car's not ready yet. We're needing every single second. We're actually running out to get a last minute part. It's totally crazy. And I just said, well, you know, oh, and then he came in and I actually experienced it, that he was very aggressive, very controlling, told us, was going to tell us how he was going to handle the rental return. He was going to leave the car here. We were going to take it, and all this stuff. My customer service person, front desk person, was starting to get a little bent. And I kind of had to step in and say, oh, that's okay, you can leave it and all this. So went out to the back, we're looking at his car, the advisor's standing there, and I put my hands together in prayer, and I go, he just needs some love. And I put my hands together in prayer, and I'm facing the front office, and I'm like, sending him love. And my advisor actually starts pretending like he's knocking something out of the air, like he's blocking it. And he's like, I don't want you sending this guy love, you know? Like, he literally said that. I don't want you sending him love. You know, I'm blocking it. And so I said, you know what? He just needs some love. Everybody needs a little bit of love now and then, you know? It's like a little child that didn't get enough. It's okay. And so I kind of put my hands out where I'm facing my palms towards the office, and we send some love. And he's constantly blocking it. Then I go back into the office, and there's a wall between where I go in and then the reception area where he's sitting. So we're like sitting 15 feet apart from each other, but there's a wall in between us. And I kind of just got into a meditation, and I sort of meditated like what we just did. And I connected to source and love, and I feel this radiance, and I just sort of shared it and sort of extended it out into the whole office space and sent him some love, literally, energetically, mentally, sent him some love. And went back into my office. We were a half hour late. The car was supposed to be done by 9. It was 9:30 when it was finally done. The guy comes out. He gets up, and he just says, oh, my God, thank you guys so much for everything that you did. And he was super nice, super sweet. And my front office person, literally, she looks at me because she had known that I've done this stuff before. We've done it together before, but she didn't believe that I think it would happen with this guy because he was fairly extreme. And she literally is like jaw-dropped looking at me outside of her face like, oh, my God, I can't believe you just did that. What just happened to this guy? And he was totally shifted, 180 degrees. The estimator noticed it. Front person noticed it. I went up with the guy. I said, I just want to make sure you're totally happy. He's like, oh, you guys are great, you know. I told him we might get a survey. Please, you know. He's like, oh, I'm going to give you all 10s. You guys were amazing. You know, thank you so much. And I looked at my watch. I said, we're a half hour late. I hope, thank you for being understanding. And he was just like, oh, my God, that was nothing, you know. And he was just totally effusively happy. And, you know, I went back in, and Matt said, I guess it didn't, or my estimator goes, I guess it didn't work, because he was knocking down. He goes, and I said, what do you mean? I forgot. And he goes, yeah, I was trying to block your sending of the love, and I guess it didn't work. So he knew, he got it, that, yeah, you know,
that guy felt it and shifted, even though he doesn't know anything about the course.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of cool. It's a new work environment for me. I haven't done anything that blatant with everybody before.
Yeah, but what a great teaching example.
Yeah, you know, and that's that, because sometimes when somebody comes off strong like that, we react, right? We become defensive. Mm-hmm. And when we become defensive and we counterattack and we say, you know, you're a jerk and, you know, I worked really hard and I'm trying my best or whatever, we become defensive, and defense is always a counterattack.
Mm-hmm.
And it says in the course, I think we attack to defend. So we attack. Sometimes we'll even do a preemptive strike when we attack that person before we even get attacked, right? You're a jerk first, right? You know, in your mind, you're already attacking the person before they get a chance to attack you. So it's like this preemptive strike. So that's kind of this the egoic, normal way that we in the world will react to things. But as you kind of anchor into the light that's within you, the space, the divinity, whatever you want to call it, God within you, when you start to really connect to that and you feel it, you feel safe. So when you feel safe, then somebody does this and you recognize it for what it is. This is just a reaction from fear. And again, keeping it simple, I try to keep it really simple. What does a person who's in fear need? They need some love. That's it. It's that simple. Just need some love. And not fear, like, oh my God, you know, is he going to get mad at me because the car's not right, right? You know, I'm going to send him some love. I got to send him some love. I hope he doesn't get mad at me, you know? He doesn't write me a bad review and I get in trouble with my boss. It's not even, it had nothing to do with that. It's just the person needs love and compassion at this moment. That's it. You know, and in my business, a lot of people are afraid they're going to get ripped off. There's a lot of mechanical and body shops in the auto, you know, the automotive industry. There are a lot of people that are doing crazy things, and people don't know. They're afraid of being ripped off and taken advantage of. So there's always a lot of fear coming in with people. Plus, if they've just gotten an accident, they're stressed out. So just recognizing all of that and not getting defensive about it, but being loving and compassionate about it, they shift. And oftentimes dramatically.
Yeah, and that's what I love about that example is it shows, like, one, how you didn't react to what was going on and just stuck with, you know, the compassion and understanding piece. But not only did you help, I think, change the mind of the other seemingly body that was out there that was pretty upset, but I think, you know, it's like you also kind of open up the perspective and what's possible with the other people that you're working with, right? So that they can understand, even if someone's trying to block love, like they can't do that.
Right.
That's, love is stronger than anything.
Right.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, it's kind of funny because I said it again about somebody else later. I said, oh, we just need to send him love. And the guy just starts swatting like he's swatting a fly out of the air. He goes, I'm blocking it again. Anybody who's joking about it, right? So it's kind of cool. I have a fear myself about, you know, sometimes about expressing some of it so blatantly in the workplace.
Yeah.
I've done it in another shop with another guy where we had it happen so many shifts to customers so many times where he just now tells people, oh, we send our customers love. And, you know, there's this part of me that's still kind of slightly on the down low. This was a new crew. It's a new shop I'm in. And these guys don't know me at all. And so this is the first really blatant time where I just said, the guy just needs some love. That's it.
Yep.
This is what I did at my other shop. I'm going to, you know, we're going to just do it right now real quick.
Yep.
And you know, I think it's part of that healing and part of what Course calls the echo, right? Is that as you heal, you help others heal. Like you were saying, they see it. So there's a healing that's happening for everybody around who's going, wow, you know, love heals.
Yeah, exactly.
Love healed that guy that, love, you know, heals a little bit inside these people who are my coworkers who are in fear a little bit, right?
Because
when somebody comes in really strong like that, it can generate all kinds of fear.
Definitely.
So, yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, I think there's a couple things I want to say. The first was, I think, you know, I think a lot of people that probably listen to programs like this understand, oh yeah, we're all connected and that our minds are powerful. And I know that, you know, there's the manifest, you know, focus on what you want and you can manifest. You know, there's probably something to that, you know, with the metaphysics of our universe. But I think what's even more powerful is if your mind is always focused on sending out love versus choosing fear. That, because that's going to get you and everyone else what they want regardless, versus focusing on like a car or money or whatever. I think it's just really important what your mind is focused on. And if it's focused on love, it's just going to be so much more powerful than anything else.
Yeah, I believe it says it in the Bible, right? Seek first the kingdom within and all things will be added unto. Something yep. like that.
Something like that.
Something yeah. like that, you know? So, right? You go inside, yeah. you find it, and don't worry about everything else. And yeah. manifestations will take place.
Yep. And I think also the fact that people are intuitive, whether they want to admit it or not, and that there's just a plain fact, we are connected in our mind always to everything and everybody. And if you're sitting there kind of judging people, people pick up on it. And then it creates that, it amps up the fear, amps up the anxiety, the anger, the discomfort.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because I remember talking with one gal, she was like a life coach type of a person, which, you know, I've been through as well. And she was kind of telling me like, yeah, I don't know why I keep this one guy. I want him to be a client because he dresses like a slob. He's an idiot and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, are you thinking about this stuff when you're talking to him? She's like, yeah. I'm like, well, he's picking up on that. She's like, she had this look like, are you crazy? People don't know what I'm thinking. I'm like, well, of course people know what you're thinking because it's part of how we're connected. And so if you're thinking those things, people are going to pick up on it. And yeah, why would they, you know,
right.
practically, why would they want to work with you if you're thinking all those negative things about them?
You versus might be if you're pushed or repelled.
Yeah.
On some level, right?
Exactly.
Cool, cool, cool. So how's it been working for you?
Yeah, I think for me, I'm not as blatant about it, you know, where I work. I think... Sometimes when you work for a larger corporation,
yeah.
you know, there are all those rules and, you know, you can't put your religion out there or spirituality because you might offend people. And then you're sitting in HR. And I just have chosen, I don't want to have to deal with that stuff in a practical level. So when I practice forgiveness, it's just all going on, you know, up in my own mind. And I think for me, what I've been focused more on is, the situations that come up, the stressful situations where you have a lot of people that are either kind of getting upset with each other, or, you know, maybe there's something going on where we're trying to get something done and there's just a lot of chaos. And so I've just been learning to hand it over more. I just kind of go, kind of like that repeated, I'd rather see peace instead of this. And trying to learn the balance between when I need to step in and do my job versus when I'm trying to let Spirit, Holy Spirit, you know, kind of heal this stuff on its own. And it's been a challenge to learn how to balance that. But I've been pretty amazed actually at like, wow, this situation seems really tough. I don't know how the team's going to get out of this. And I just kind of hand it over. And by the end of the day, it's like, wow, it worked itself out.
Right.
Like I didn't need to get stressed out, even though maybe I did a little bit, or someone that maybe I might not have relied on if I was only thinking like with my ego. It's like, wow, they really came through. That's pretty amazing. That's awesome.
I've had that happen so many times where when you just sort of turn something over, surrender.
Mm-hmm.
And allow everything to be, and you're just holding that space for yep. your team, right? And that's what you're doing, right? You're not, everybody else can freak out, but you're not freaking out because you're at peace. And then things just work their way out.
Yeah. Or, out. You know, and maybe you know, as a manager, you still have to let people know, like, hey, sure. you're not performing well, but you don't have to do it in a way where, like, you idiot, you're not right. doing this right. Because I think everyone wants to do a good job. I just think people have different levels of awareness, and maybe they're just not aware that they're not communicating well, or they didn't do something you asked them to do. Instead of reprimanding and being like, you're a bad person, it's sort of like, hey, come on in, let's just hang out and let's look at this, and without having judgment, just say, this is what's going on and this is what we need.
Right.
No big deal. And then right. people, I think, want to do that and want to improve.
Right. It's directing somebody without attacking them, right?
Yeah.
That is a trick.
It is a trick. And I'll be honest, sometimes I do have judgment. I'll be like, oh, this guy again, you know, let me down again. And it's like, it takes a lot of practice to stay out of that mode. And I'm still learning, you know?
Yeah, we all are.
But the forgiveness formula is what has just been helping me. And that's why I'm glad we're doing this, because it's helping me personally. And I hope it's helping the people that I interact with. But just that reminder, get out of that mindset first, like stop yourself. Like, if I think that the person I'm looking at is, you know, not doing their job or an idiot or do, you know, whatever might come up, it's like I'm saying that to myself too.
Right. And it's also like, if you're reacting, they say something that triggers your judgment.
Mm-hmm.
It's looking at, why am I so reactive in this moment?
Yep.
That for me was like that whole, like, you know, that the lesson of the course is that, you know, what Jesus was saying was that there is never a circumstance where judgment of your brother is appropriate. Like, never. Mm-hmm. Like,
yep.
Just never. So you can always respond with love and compassion. So mm-hmm. if I'm not, then why not, you know? And then looking inside myself as to, wow. Sometimes for me, I think I might have mentioned this before, that there's a real healing about stuff from the past when I was in the Navy and not performing as well as I was expected, quote unquote, to. And so then I would put a lot of pressure on the guys in my shop in my current career to make up for this stuff that I did, that I had guilt over in the past, right? Mm-hmm. So I didn't do so well, but now I'm going to do well, and I'm going to make you do well to prove to me that I can do it.
Yep.
Right? So it's like this whole thing when I started to see that sometimes I'm reactive to these guys, quote unquote, underperforming, but really my reaction has to do with their stepping on this button, and the button has to do with me not feeling good enough.
Yep.
Right? And when I release that, surrender that, I don't want this. You know,
mm-hmm.
Holy Spirit, take this. I don't need this anymore. I'd rather feel peace. Would I rather be right or happy? I'd rather be happy. You know what I mean? And then feeling that within, and then going out there and saying, hey, what's going on? You know, how can we do this better? You know, or whatever.
Yeah.
And you know, they're shifting. I'm healing my own heart. So I'm no longer, like you said, you still have management, right? You still have criteria. You still have metrics that got to be hit. You still have time mm-hmm. frames that got to be met. But you're no longer doing it from, I feel not good enough.
Yeah.
And one layer at a time, obviously.
But yeah.
One layer, right. One tiny layer at a time.
Yeah.
Over and over again.
Yeah, because I think, you know, whether you're just kind of going through your day and you're not at a job or you are – there's just so much going on. And I think also with technology, we're all being inundated with all this different ways to be fearful. You know, we were kind of joking right before the show, sort of that, you know, it could be anything from people talking about when is the world going to end,
right.
to all the political unrest around the world, to, oh no, we're going to have another election. Who's going to be up on that, and who's going to ruin the country next? You know, it's like there's so many ways to fall out of peace. It doesn't have to be just at work. But I think for most of us, we're at jobs that are pretty stressful. And I think just learning to stay centered and come from a place of love and practicing the forgiveness, which is, again, realizing that the people around you in the situations are just part of spirit and part of love, part of God. And if you keep seeing it and reminding yourself of that, then you don't get caught up in it.
Right.
And that's where, again, you know, from the Course's perspective, that's where the miracle occurs. That's where the mind begins to be healed. And it is exponential in how it affects the greater mind. So right. Keep doing it.
Right. Yeah. It's all happening within your mind.
Yeah, because I mean, I think there are just practical benefits. You know, I think in Gary Renard's book, he calls it the happy dream. It's like, I notice, at least for me, you know, one of the more positive results is like, I know that there are certain employees that they tend to get upset about things. And I think I would get caught up in that when I first started, you know, managing a new group or as a newer manager. And now I just realize, you know, I'll have someone go, oh, so-and-so is upset, be ready. And I'm like, no, it doesn't have to be that way. And, you know, just practice forgiveness, release it, see them as spirit, see them as whole. And then by the time that person comes to me for interaction, it's like it's all gone.
Right.
I'm loving that part of it. Because then my my actual job is a lot easier, and I feel a lot better about it.
Sure, sure. Had a coworker, you know, all upset, wanting to leave work early, having all kinds of stuff going on. Was texting me from lunch. Didn't want to come back. Wanted to go home. You know, said let's talk. So it's like, so what's really going on?
That's a great question, by the way. That's because it gets to, yeah, what's going on underneath everything, and then that's beautiful.
I think Jack Lee gave me that one, right? What's really going on? But I was like, hey, what's really going on? But again, it was, you know, not reactive, not feeling like, oh, you know, whatever. I was just almost cracking up. You know, it's, some of the stuff is almost becomes kind of funny a little bit, like, wow, this is really crazy.
Yeah,
so,
right.
So I was like, hey, how you doing? You know, let's talk, you know. And she was all like nervous and everything, you know. So what's really going on, you know? And then basically, you know, was all upset about stuff, wanted to leave early, and, you know, was just like, well, you know, you know, you're a hard worker, so if you want to leave early, you know, I'm okay with that. But at the same time, you know, you do have some stuff, whatever. I kind of said a little of both, you know. There's part of me that says, you know, you can't just every time you're upset want to leave whenever you want, right? Just because you don't feel right. There's a certain, you know, maturity that, you know, you have to be able to do. But at the same time, you know, you work really hard. So if you feel like your work's done, you want to leave, I'm perfectly happy with covering whatever little stuff you have to do. And, you know, and I was kind of like, I'll leave that up to you.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you decide what you want to do. But just, you know, I think that I didn't say the word, but I think that what I did was show support, right? You're supported. I'm going to support you, whatever you choose. That's mm-hmm. okay. Basically, I'm going to love you. You're okay. And you can do what you see fit. And then, you know what? She was in totally good mood, ended up staying late, was completely shifted. Mm. You know, and it was almost like non-management.
Yeah,
on
right.
a certain level, you look at that and go, what did you do? You did nothing. You said you can do whatever you want. That's ridiculous. And yet the opposite was true, right? It totally worked.
I think that's a really good point, because I think everyone thinks no matter what we do in order to improve a situation, improve how we feel, practicing spirituality, like it's got to be painful and all this effort, you know, like the whole no pain, no gain thing. And what I'm learning is it can be really easy and not work, which is so counter to, I think, what we're programmed to believe. And
absolutely.
I'm all for that. I'm lazy. I don't want to put a lot of effort in.
I want to laugh.
Yeah. Right? Oh, yeah. Laughing. There's another
joy, laughter. Hey, what's wrong with that?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, how many times have you just like made a joke and that like completely shifted what was going on at, you know, at work? And before you know it, people are like, oh, yeah, we're laughing. And, oh, yeah, what were we upset about? I can't remember. I think there is a
– yeah, what's when that? You just – one of those things is like as you're shifting and then you're I think that like the shop that I'm in right now was there was a lot of stress. And there was a lot of tension and there was a lot of dysfunction in how it operated, kind of both on an operational perspective, but also on a human sort of level. There was a lot of negative energy or vibration or whatever you want to say. And mm-hmm. so when I was put in there, we started just sort of holding space, not getting tripped out. Like, it's okay. You know, everything's fine. And not like, oh my God, you know, panic, we got to fix this, blah, 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 you guys suck, you're underperforming, whatever. Just like, you know what I mean? There's none of that. Just like, okay, well, you know, here we go. Let's have some fun with this.
Yeah.
You know, let's have some fun, you know?
Yep.
We're sitting here, we're not supposed to, you know, be stressed out and miserable all day at work. Let's enjoy what we're doing. Why don't we just, you know, and boom, all of a sudden cars start moving, everything starts moving, boom, 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 and the whole, like basically on every other level, all the metrics have improved. Like every single mm-hmm. one of them. And,
yep.
you know, haven't ever yelled once. And I used to yell all the time.
Yeah, that's why. And I've been playing around with this. And I know it's part of some of the writing that we're kind of doing. But it's sort of like you know, there I think there's, especially in the New Age world, the coaching world that I was in, there's this whole push of, you know, quit your job and do what you love. But when I was thinking about it, I'm like, well, if you apply forgiveness, then you'll actually learn to love what you're doing anyway.
Right.
So why would you make all this so real and go, well, I hate my job. I'm so miserable. I need to quit it and find some other completely different career, or, you know, win the lottery or whatever. When really, if you can learn to love the people and the thing that you're doing when you go in every day, to me, that's mastery.
Yeah, that's being the light.
It wouldn't even matter.
Right. It doesn't matter.
Yep.
There's a teaching in the Way of Mastery, which is that follow-on to the course, where, you know, it talks about, would you be the light of Christ in the sweeping of the streets? If you were called to be a street sweeper, can you be the light of the Christ? Can you radiate that light every time you sweep that brush, you know, sweep that broom? And it, regardless of what your function is in this world,
right?
Regardless of where you are, who you're interacting, what you're doing, can you radiate light and love?
Exactly. Yeah, because, I mean, I do see a lot of people where I work, and they just come in already with an attitude of, I hate my job, I don't want to be here today. But if you're practicing, like, forgiveness, it's doesn't matter what's the job is. You walk in going, you're spirit, you're whole and healed, you're love, I'm love. And then it doesn't matter what job that you have, because you're going to feel really good.
Right. And you can teach that in the sense, to me, of it doesn't even have to be about spirit. It could just be, hey, we're like a family here. We spend more time together. And this is what I've said in my meetings many times with guys. We spend more time together here than we do with our wives and our family. Yep. You know, we're here all day long together. Let's have some fun.
Yeah. Let's
treat, you know, be respectful of each other. You know, take care of each other. Help each other out. We're all a family, right? You know?
And, yep.
We work hard. We, you know? And
yep.
We have grievances. We can talk about them. It's no big deal. It's human nature. It happens. And then, you know, people come in and they're joking and laughing and having a good time, and the work improves.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, when you think about it, there's, you know, only 7-some billion people on the planet, and you're in your specific body, in your location, with your family, friends, and job. Like, is that really a coincidence? Is that just random? Or is that kind of planned out so you can really work on your stuff? I kind of feel like it's probably pretty planned out, because a lot of those people, if you're not conscious, they're going to trigger the crap out of you.
Planned out by you.
Planned out by you, right. You are responsible for all of that stuff. So why not go in and change your mind about it?
Yep. In the changing of the mind, you're ultimately connecting to the heart.
Yep.
And then that's it.
Yeah, because at some point you basically have cleared out at least enough of the ego thinking, the negative thinking, the fear-based thinking, so then God takes the last step for you, and that's when you have full knowledge or memory of being back home in heaven.
Right, right.
It's kind of the end goal of practicing forgiveness, because forgiveness is only a tool. It's not really the end-all, be-all spiritual thing. It's just a means to get to the end again, or remember the end.
Right, to awaken fully. Yeah. I think in Hindu, like the Atman and the Brahman are one. The God within and the God without merge become one, and that's the kind of the ultimate extension of all of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's beautiful.
Yeah. Cool. So what else?
What else? Again, I think there's, I would just recommend for people that if they've found this topic to be interesting, I think you can, if you go into the course, especially in the workbook section.
Maybe they can email you or us, or put out something.
Yeah.
And we can email them that 25 pages of forgiveness thought systems.
Huh? That's
make that available.
Good idea, Sheldon. So yeah, if you go to ofcourseradio.com, we have a contact page. And if, again, it's about 25 pages of different forgiveness thought systems, all the way from the text through the workbook, I think even the manual for teachers, a lot of it in the text would be the italicized portions of the course, where it's there's sort of like prayer based, or it's sort of like their thought systems. And of course, in the workbook, it's all about thought systems and just pulling out the ones that will probably help you in the moment or throughout your day. So yeah, just feel free to contact us and we'll send that to you if you provide your email address.
Cool, cool.
You're a smart guy, Sheldon.
We could post it too, right?
I suppose we could, yeah. It'd be really long, but yeah. It's a good idea.
Something.
Or have it available as a download or something.
As a download, yeah. Like a PDF download?
Yep.
You have that technology capability.
We have the technology. We can make it happen. Yeah,
you
since
do.
Yeah. we all do. And since yeah, I guess we're getting close to the top of the hour, if you, Sheldon, want to remind folks of AUM.
We have our nonprofit called Arts Unity Movement. And if you go to artsunitymovement.com, you'll find out all about what we are doing. This is a San Mateo, California-based nonprofit. We have a space at 149 South Boulevard in San Mateo. There are all kinds of different events and teachings and workshops and things that are all designed to basically connect you into your heart. Your heart-centered. We're all about heart-based living. Of Course in Miracles is one of those ongoing events that we do on Wednesday nights from 7 to 9 p.m. every Wednesday. We are there. We're also listed on the Foundation for Inner Peace's Course in Miracles website, so you can go there, find out where we're at, contact me that way. If you wanted to just email me directly, it's ssj888@gmail.com.
Beautiful. Also on our website, we do have, there's one audio up on under downloads on our ofcourseradio.com website, and it is a guided meditation, and this is from the workbook in A Course in Miracles, Lesson 69, and actually this is another, it's a really good way to bring you through the forgiveness process through that lesson, and the title of that lesson is My Grievances Hide the Light of the World in Me. And if you purchase that through CD Baby, it's a digital download. Those proceeds do go to Arts Unity Movement.
Cool,
so feel
cool.
free to check that out.
Yeah, and get these things through podcast, right?
Yeah, and then the actual shows through BBS Radio, there's you can download them as podcasts. I think iTunes, you can go and search for Of Course Radio, and you'll find the podcaster there as well. And also, and this might be putting Sheldon on the spot, but we are working on an ebook together. And the focus is on applying A Course in Miracles and forgiveness, especially in the workplace. So we'll keep everybody up to date on when that will be coming out. It's probably not going to be out for a little while. I think we've got a draft going. We need to keep working on the details. And
yes, we do. Somebody's been slacking on that.
Get some thoughts from Sheldon in there.
Slacker.
But I think it'll be a really nice expansion and in a lot more detail to what we talked about today, and some really good practical advice, some steps to go through, some good practical information. Actually, probably in that ebook, we'll have that 25 pages of forgiveness thought systems in there in the appendix.
Cool.
So stay tuned.
Stay very tuned.
Right. Right, Sheldon.
I'm actually going to be working on doing short videos on meditation.
Oh, great.
We're going to put together a bunch of like 2-minute videos or 5-minute videos, like on different stages or steps or approaches or whatever.
Okay.
I've had this idea for a long time, talked about it for years, with you even, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've talked about it, and I think
that's a great idea.
Ellie is pushing me, and I've got somebody who has a video camera so they can do it. So we're gonna try, and I've actually written an outline where I had different like video topics. So I'll be doing that here pretty soon too.
Excellent. Looking forward to it, and we should also record you doing a guided meditation as well, Sheldon.
Cool.
Yeah. So I think we're going to have a lot of stuff coming out over the next year. I'm excited.
Yeah, Yeah.
Excited for future shows. We'll be chatting offline and figuring out next topics, and then we'll be looking forward to having guests on over the next few months as well.
Yeah, I think we have somebody lined up, right?
I believe we do. I think we just need to pick a date.
In concept.
Yeah.
We have agreement. It's our people have to meet with their people.
Exactly.
And all of that stuff has to be arranged out.
The contracts.
And the contracts. And
the writer. All right.
Your people get with their people. We figure something out. We hash it out. And we'll see if all the agents can get involved.
It's big time over here. You're getting huge, Sheldon. All right. Well, I think we're at our time. And so for those that have been listening or will be listening with the downloads, we appreciate it. Love you. Much love to everybody.
Love to everybody.
And we will have fun. Yeah, laugh.
Don't party too hard. Don't do anything I wouldn't do.
We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Does that leave it much out?
I don't know.
I don't think it leaves very much out, to be perfectly honest.
I don't think so. All right. Well, take care, everybody. Take care, Sheldon. Love you, brother.